I'm Doug Johnson, and today I'm visiting with Heather Jackowell, and she'll be one of our mini-session presenters at our Kinship Radio Day for Women on Saturday, May 6th. Hello, Heather.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, and thanks for agreeing to be a part of our Day for Women. Heather is a professional counselor, and her mini-session is entitled Connecting with Teens. And Heather, what can one expect if they attend your session?
Well, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how to handle difficult conversations and how we can handle our teens' emotions. And whether you're looking for tips on how to keep the connection with your teen, or maybe you've lost connection with your teen and you realize it's difficult to talk and listen to them, and maybe there's conflict and you're not sure how to handle that, I plan on sharing some tools that anyone can use really to help connect with their teen and give them a voice. And create just a safe environment. I'm going to be sharing kind of a recipe of how to have a safe conversation, what the ingredients of that recipe are, so that your teenager, whether you live with a teenager or work with a teenager, grandparent or parent, that you're able to give that teen a safe place to talk. Because there's so many difficult things going on in the world right now. I think a lot of parents and caregivers, they don't know how to kind of interpret what's going on, so it might be difficult for them to talk to their teenager. But you don't have to have it all figured out to have a good connection with your teenager and give them a safe place to share. So I plan on sharing some tips about that.
I'm guessing that with our world the way it is, there's a lot of single parent households and both parents working, so that probably all goes into this particular problem with having difficulty talking with our teens too.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of us that didn't grow up in a home where we had good emotional coaches as parents, there just wasn't as much education about emotions and what they are and how to handle them. Sometimes we can feel ill-equipped when our children become teenagers and start having a lot of different emotions, and it can kind of throw us off a little bit. So I would say if you're somebody that feels like you don't know or don't have the skills, this would be a great session for you to attend, because you will learn those skills. It's something that anyone can do. You can learn to be an emotional coach for your child, and it's not going to be difficult. So I encourage you to come.
Just a listening ear is probably the best. You know, I've had times with my kids, and they're older now, but I remember sitting on the front porch with one of my daughters for about 3 hours, and it was after midnight, and I just sat there and we talked, and it was the most wonderful conversation we probably ever had.
Right, exactly. That's just it. There's just some simple things we can do. I think sometimes we think we have to have really intelligent things to say or just the right response, and sometimes we get fearful because we're so afraid of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing that we don't say anything at all, and obviously that's not good either. So I think I just want to share some tools that are going to help you walk away feeling equipped to be able to handle those conversations, and it might be a lot easier than you realize.
Well, thanks for your time today, Heather. Any final thoughts you might have?
Yeah, like I said, if you're just working with a teenager and you just want some extra information, or if you're really struggling with a teenager and you need help creating that reconnection, feel free to come to this and learn some things. You know, God is the restorer and redeemer of all things. So no matter where you're at in that relationship with your teenager, it is redeemable and you can reconnect with your teenager. So I look forward to seeing you guys at the conference.
And we look forward to having you too, Heather. Heather Jackowell, and she'll be teaching our mini session called Connecting with Teens. And if you'd like to register for our upcoming Day for Women, you can go to our website at kinshipradio.org. And also you can call us at 800-810-5559. Thanks, Heather. We'll see you at our Day for Women.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.